They did run a milking business, but Mrs. O'Leary also did something else. She ran a boarding house, and she would take in boarders. She would tell these boarders that they needed to be home by a certain time every evening. Otherwise, she was going to lock the door on them. They'd have to find somewhere else to sleep for the night. So back on October 8th of 1871, she had two gentlemen boarders who were extremely late getting home. They got locked out, had to find somewhere else to spend the night, and they came up with a brilliant idea of breaking into the O'Leary's barn. So that's what they did. They broke into the barn, they got a couple of drinks, and they tossed a lit cigarette into the hay, which is now what's credited with starting the Chicago Fire. See, there hadn't been any rain in our city for weeks, and back in 1871, almost all of Chicago was made out of wood, so the city burnt up very, very quickly. It burned for 2 days and nights. And during those 2 days and nights, a lot of people, they were really hoping and praying that this river would stop the fire. Now, to be honest, though, back in 1871, Chicago River, it was pretty disgusting. It was terribly, terribly polluted. And it was so polluted that when the flames reached the river, not only did the river not stop the fire, it caught on fire. And it acted like a gigantic wick. It spread the flames all over town. Now, really, nobody ever expected Chicago to rebuild. And a lot of people were quite stunned when only 20 years after our fire, this city put in her bid for the Columbian Exposition of 1893. It was a huge fair, and it celebrated 400 years of Columbus's discovery of America. Now, there were a lot of other cities that wanted the fair because of all the business, all the prestige it would bring, but we desperately needed the Columbian Exposition in order to put Chicago back on the map. So we sent two gentlemen down to lobby for the fair. And basically, these two guys would just not stop talking about how wonderful our city was, how much we had rebuilt, how much everybody needed to come and visit us. And they ended up talking so much that a reporter named Charles Dana from the New York Times wrote an article in his newspaper where he called these two guys those two windbags from Chicago. And that's where our nickname comes from, the Windy City. It doesn't have a thing at all to do with the wind velocity down here, although everybody always thinks it does. Nothing at all to do with the wind velocity. It has to do with our politicians and how long-winded they are, how much they like to brag about the city they live in. So